This is Chris Steeples for NPR Illinois. The middle class is shrinking. What does this mean for Illinoisans? We talked with a Chicago economist for an explanation of a recent Pew Research study on the phenomenon. University of Illinois Chicago economist Darren Lobotsky talked with NPR Illinois reporter Maureen McKinney about the effects of the problem. Lobotsky is also a professor with the Institute of Government and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois.
The Pew Report divided people in the United States into three tiers, so to speak, a lower income tier, a middle income tier, and a higher income tier. And their conclusion is that about half of the population right now is actually in the middle tier, and a quarter is in the lower tier, and a quarter is in the upper tier. One of the big points that they make, which has been fairly well documented in other research also, is that the share of the population that's in that middle tier has been declining for the last 40 years or so. And the share in the upper tier and the lower tier has been increasing.
Can you explain to me the difference between the middle, lower, and upper classes?
The Pew Report classified families into lower, middle, and upper income based on how their family income compares to median income, the middle level of income in the country, and family size. So, for example, a family of three people in 2014 could earn between $42,000 and $126,000 to be classified as middle income. Families that earn less than $42,000 would be classified as lower income, and families that earn more than $126,000 would be classified as upper income. So that's a fairly large range, and the cutoffs themselves are in a sense arbitrary, but they do give us a sense of how many people are in the middle of the distribution rather than are in the tails of the distribution. The Pew Report classified families on the basis of their family income and family size. So, for example, in 2014, they classified families of three that had incomes between $42,000 and $126,000 as middle income. And families with income lower than $42,000 were lower income, and families with over $126,000 were classified as upper income. In 2015, their tabulations indicate that 50% of families are in the middle tier. That's down from 61% in 1971. So the fraction of families that are in the middle tier has been declining. The fraction that are in the bottom tier and the top tier has increased during that period. And this reflects the spreading out of the income distribution.
Why is that happening? Why is the middle class seeming to shrink?
Well, one of the patterns that's been going on in the labor market is that what you might think of as sort of medium-skilled jobs have been declining. So the job growth over the last few decades has primarily been in the low-skilled, low-wage jobs. So, for example, people who work in restaurants, people who work in cleaning companies, and also in sort of high-skilled, high-wage jobs. So people who work in information technology, the high-skilled service sector, things like that. So the jobs that have been created over this period have been at the low-skilled and the high-skilled end, and there have been a lot fewer jobs in that sort of middle range of people who maybe don't have a college degree, but would be doing something more skilled than just working in sort of a lower skilled job.
So it's not necessarily a bad thing that the middle class is shrinking.
Well, that's a great question. In a sense, we want to be careful to distinguish changes in inequality from changes in the level of income of everybody. So there's a cliche that a rising tide lifts all boats. We might be less worried about inequality if everybody's income was growing. So even if people in lower income tiers, if their incomes were still growing, that we would think of that as a very good thing, obviously. So in fact, actually, the incomes at sort of the lower part of the wage distribution have not been growing, and that's um,
That's a cause for concern. It's a very good thing that wages at the upper end are growing. But we'd like to think about what kind of things could we do to raise the earnings of lower skilled people. We can't change the fact that technology is making certain jobs obsolete. But we can perhaps, cushion the blow to lower skilled people, or to raise the skills of people so that there are fewer lower skilled people.
Is there a way that this applies specifically to Illinois?
I haven't looked at the numbers for Illinois. My suspicion is that the numbers for Illinois pretty much mirror the country as a whole. Illinois has a diverse economy and is in many ways very similar to the country as a whole. There's agriculture, manufacturing, high-skilled workers, tech sector, and so best guess is that what's happening at the national level, and frankly, what's happening at the international level, is also happening at the local level here. And so I think that is kind of an important point I slipped in there, which is that a lot of what's happening in the U.S. economy is actually happening in other developed countries also. So this sort of polarization of the labor market, where we have more high-skilled jobs and more low-skilled jobs, is not a uniquely American phenomenon. It's happening in other countries too.
Do you have a sense of what can be done to increase numbers of jobs for low-income people?
Yeah, so it's improving the economic status of low-skilled people is difficult. It's especially a difficult thing to do quickly. A lot of the policy responses that we think would help, such as improving K-12 education, encouraging more people to go to college, these are great policy ideas. I don't think there's much debate about whether they would have a good positive effects, but they would take a long time before we would really sort of see the fruits of those policies. I think in the short term, we could think about expanding policies to retrain workers who were originally working in industries that either are no longer there or are declining. Give people better opportunities to acquire new skills in the middle of their careers. So that's one thing we could do. I think in general, the better the economy does overall, on average, that benefits everybody. So I think in general, we want to think about policies that will increase both the short-term and the long-term growth rate of the economy. I just want to make sure I was sort of clear that it was what I said was sort of clear about the distinction between rising inequality, but also the level of income. The Pew report is kind of going back and forth between those two. The Pew report's big conclusion is that there's been an increase in inequality, fewer people in the middle, more people at the lower tier and the upper tier, and there's been especially a growth in the upper tier. But they also point out that the level of incomes have increased a lot more for higher skilled people than they have for lower skilled people.
That was Maureen McKinney talking with economist Darren Lobotsky about the shrinking middle class. For more on the problem, head to wuis.org, where you can also read Illinois Issues stories on the subject.